Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace and mercy and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this Easter Sunday comes to us from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here." Can we be honest this morning? Yeah. Let's be honest, at least for this moment, right now. Our culture, especially now, is filled with fear. Honestly, the coronavirus, this pandemic, it's taken an emotional toll on everyone. I mean, you don't have to look far for examples. You hear these stories of constant fear in the media, the voice of the intensity of newscasters. Today, all-time high for deaths. Here's the death count. Here's the infection account. It never ends. You've seen the fear in the actions of people around you. You've seen news stories where neighbors are calling authorities to report people for not distancing enough. Don't forget social media. Video clips of people losing it at other people in the midst of all of this. You guys, fear is everywhere right now. And it's seductive. It's intoxicating. Now, people are afraid of being contaminated by the virus. They're scared of suffering from COVID-19 and, yes, possibly dying. And if you aren't thinking of it every waking moment, I mean, you get that scratchy throat, and if you're like me, you think, at least for a second, oh, here we go. Yeah. Coronavirus is a threat, an invisible threat. It can sneak up when you least expect it, resulting perhaps in hospitalization, sometimes in death. And as a result of this possibility, fear sets in. And fear can be very dangerous, paralyzing even. Fear is an emotional reaction to dangers and threats. Fear occurs when we're caught off guard. Fear comes about when our worlds are turned upside down. Because you see, we like to be in control of our lives. We like to know what happens next, what we can do about it. We want life to be predictable. It's comforting when tab A always goes into slot B. We like our routines. We like familiar things. And we like security. But this last year, it's been anything but. And who can say what's around the next corner? And so it makes sense that so many of us have been struggling with anxiety and tension, and yes, fear. Today, this Easter morning, the wonderful morning where God's perfect love came to fruition, a perfect love that casts out all fear, especially for those of us who have been in a thrall to fear these last months. Maybe we want to escape that fear by grabbing hold of the resurrection truth, that Jesus has risen from the dead. And yet, even as we hear St. Mark talk about this wonderful event, what do you notice is the overriding emotion? Does everybody in the narrative break into songs of triumph and joy? No, not at this point. In the Gospel of Mark, The first reaction to the empty tomb was, get this, not triumphant joy, but fear. The guards at the empty tomb trembled and became like dead men at the sight of the angels. When the women came to the empty tomb to anoint the body of Jesus, they were comforted by an angel who said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said." And even after hearing from the angel and seeing the empty tomb, you think, oh, okay, now the women will be filled with triumphant joy. But they weren't. Tab A did not fit into slot B here. And they were filled with anxiety. They were shaken and upset as they ran from the tomb in complete awe. They didn't stand there with bold confidence before the angel in the empty tomb, saying, "Ah, well, there you go. See, we saw this coming. We knew today that when we woke up, Jesus would be gone." Why? Because the event of an empty tomb is not what you expect when you go to the cemetery. It's no wonder they left the tomb trembling, all the while bordering on hysteria. No wonder they were beside themselves. They were overwhelmed. They were stunned. They were so gripped by fear that they seized up and they said nothing to anyone. Because fear can do that. Fear can cause you to shut down, to lock up, so that once you've become frightened, you no longer process any other information. It's sort of like a computer freezing. It locks up. Nothing gets in, nothing gets out. And if in the midst of this year-long journey of fear that many of us have been immersed in, if that's where we're at, seized up, no information in, no information out, well, that would be a real shame. Especially in the context of this Easter message this morning. This beautiful news which speaks to us of Jesus overcoming our broken and troubled world and all of the fear that it brings. Think about it for a second. There is nothing normal or predictable about the events of Easter. The story of Jesus' resurrection takes place in a graveyard. Christ has been dead for 3 days. Christ was made into a bloody mess during his flogging. 9-inch nails were driven through his flesh. A spear pierced his side, bringing forth blood and water. And after the death was pronounced, he was laid in a tomb with a large stone blocking the entrance. It was all over for Jesus. It was done and finished. All the hopes and aspirations, all of the wonderful, hope-filled teachings about God's kingdom being open to sinners, all of the demonstrations of mercy and love in the name of God, his kingdom present, it looked to be over. Can you imagine the dashed hopes, the shattered dreams, the feeling of waste and wasted lives? And all of those feelings compiled together in a graveyard as the tomb was sealed shut. And yet, right there in that very same graveyard, the place where everyone ends up at the end of life, the women experience the most unnatural and traumatic thing that the world has ever seen: the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. even if you have heard about this event every single year of your lives. I invite you to hear it anew this year. This strange year where fear seems to be the subtext of every facet of our lives. The resurrection of Jesus is not just some ancient, comfortable myth. One that teaches us about the immortality of human beings. It's not just a story that gives us fuzzy feelings that everything works out at the end. No. The resurrection of Jesus is about Christ defying all logic. It is the Son of God reversing all human assumptions, almost mocking all rules of life and death. It's about our Savior and champion stomping on the face of the devil, rendering sin powerless. There is nothing normal or natural about the resurrection of Christ from the dead. It defies everything that we know about this life. And that's the reason that the women experienced fear and alarm that day. Now, what on earth does this have to do with our fear, with this pandemic, or even the other dozen or so fears that all stand on each other's heads to get our attention every day? What does that have to do with this? As I read this Easter text this year, as I spoke with people, the things going on in their lives, this theme of fear kept jumping out. Not that the resurrection of Christ is an attempt to add more fear to your current fear. No. But instead, this message of Christ's victory, while, yes, initially startling, is able to recenter your minds amid the many fears of this world. You see, after the women left the tomb in fear, what happened after? Their fear was slowly calmed, soothed, quieted. And once their fear had calmed, it gave way to joy as a new hope began to grow. Could it really be? Could this wonderful news really be true? The events of Easter are nothing less than the perfect love of God in Christ Jesus. Engaged in battle with the world, with all of the fears and the problems that we encounter. Because of sin and brokenness, everything that would overwhelm or paralyze us with fear. It is the love of God in Christ overcoming them and emerging victorious. It is the perfect love of Christ casting out all fear. This is why it is good that you are here, or listening online, or whatever. Because this news, this wonderful, beautiful, world-breaking news, is for you. You who have been beaten down and battered by all sorts of fears and sorrows. You who feel paralyzed and imprisoned. The resurrection of Jesus, it destroys fear. It frees the prisoners. The resurrection of Jesus shows us that despite everything that this world of sin and death and the devil can throw at us, that there is one who defies all of that. Christ Jesus, the resurrected one. And that, and why this matters, is because we are given a promise with all of this. A promise that we too will be resurrected from the dead, just like Christ. And so whatever this world dishes out at you and at me, we have a greater fear, a greater love and trust in Jesus. We know that we do not belong to the fears of this world, because Jesus has risen from the dead. You are redeemed. Because he has sealed you in holy baptism, you now belong to Christ, the resurrected one himself. Because his perfect love is yours right now, you shall not fear anything in this life. You are Easter people. You are washed and made holy. His perfect love and resurrection drives out fear, and it gives you a godly fear. A new fear which gives way to hope and assurance amid all the fearful things around you. That because God has defeated all our enemies, he has everything in his control, even COVID. The hope and assurance given to the women that Easter morning, to you this morning, it allows you to navigate through the calamities of life with a sober mind. You need not fear the events of this world, things that assail you. Now, this doesn't mean that we aren't to be careful and cautious. Of course we are. We are to exercise care and concern and caution for ourselves and for others. We are. And so we do. But we are not to be defined by our fear. Fear does not own us. This world will continue to rage and roar. And Satan will continue to try and intimidate you. But because you belong to the resurrected Christ, not one thing can separate you from him. Neither death nor life, neither the fears of today nor the worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate you from him. And so despite all of the sin and calamity and terror of life, fear not. You have been redeemed. Regardless of good times, bad times, sickness, health, know that you have been called by name and that you belong to another, Christ Jesus, the resurrected one. He defines you. It is to him that you belong. Fear, love, and trust in Christ above all things. For Christ has risen this day for your justification. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And now may that peace of God which surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Happy Easter.